The man who wrote the first operas for broadcast has died. Giancarlo Menotti was 95 years old. He died in a hospital in Monaco. NPR's Nova Sappho has this remembrance.
Giancarlo Menotti won 2 Pulitzers for music. An Italian immigrant to the U.S., he was credited with reinvigorating American opera by bringing it to the masses. He wrote the first opera for radio, entitled The Old Maid and the Thief, but his best-known work is a 45-minute opera for television.
Have you seen a child the color of wheat, the color of
dawn? Amahl and the Night Visitors premiered on Christmas Eve, 1951. It's about an impoverished widow and her young, crippled son. They're visited by 3 kings on their way to greet the Christ child. In the opera, the widow's son is miraculously healed when he offers to take his crutch to the Christ child as a gift. For years, Amahl and the Night Visitors was shown on TV at Christmas time, and it's still performed on stage year after year. But even though Amahl is what Menotti is most remembered for, it's not the opera that made him famous. That honor falls to The Medium, the story of a woman who holds fake seances. Menotti directed this film version in 1950.
Is there some dear departed you want to speak to?
Yes, my daughter Doodly.
Oh, when did she die?
Last year.
This scene from The Medium contains one of the elements that made Giancarlo Menotti's works popular, sung dialogue. Menotti biographer John Gruen says this kind of half-singing, half-speaking was employed by earlier composers, but it was Menotti who mastered its use in modern music.
It was a real innovation in that it gave the audience a quicker way to understand what is going on stage.
Menotti took The Medium to Broadway and got rave reviews. The opera won a Pulitzer Prize, as did The Consul, which followed it. The Medium's supernatural plot was inspired by a real-life seance Menotti attended, in which a woman tried to reach her dead child. The experience moved Menotti to think about spirituality and the nature of belief, and those themes are prevalent in his works. Menotti talked about his personal spiritual views in a 2001 NPR interview.
People ask me whether I'm religious. Well, in a certain way I am. First of all, you know, when I was a child I was lame. And when I was about 3 years old, and my nanny took me to a church in northern Italy where there was a miraculous Madonna, and I was blessed, and I walked. And the memory of that is what inspired later on Amahl and the Night Visitors.
With Amahl and his Pulitzer Prize-winning works, Menotti achieved a level of celebrity unexpected by classical composers, let alone opera composers. Ned Roram briefly studied with Giancarlo Menotti and is himself a celebrated composer of song.
So every composer in America, and in, by extension in the world, said if he can hit the jackpot, so can I. But nobody made the grade the way he did.
Some in the classical music world considered Menotti's operas trivial because of their popularity, saying the works weren't intellectual enough. But Menotti countered that he'd rather his works be musical than intellectual. Besides composing, Menotti was also a stage director, and he created the Spoleto Festival of the Two Worlds with the aim of bringing American and European artists together. Giancarlo Menotti embodied that combination of two worlds as an Italian immigrant who profoundly influenced America's musical history. Nova Sappho, NPR News.